A bumper crop of new words and expressions has insinuated itself into the English lexicon this year, words that Americans use regularly now, but that our word processing programs do not yet recognize. Taliban, weaponize, hawala, and burqa. These particular words were brought to the linguistic forefront in the wake of the September 11th terrorist attacks. They are also among the new entries in the latest edition of the American Heritage College Dictionary. The dictionary's senior editor, Stephen Kleinedler, says this is a recurring phenomenon.
In the history of the 20th century, there are certain events that are so powerful or so prominent or so newsworthy that they do create language change, Watergate being a good example in that it gave us a productive suffix, the gate suffix that is now readily applied to most political scandals. So these events aren't entirely common, but they do happen from time to time. The September 11th tragedies is probably one of the, probably since the Kennedy assassination, the single most horrific event that's kind of locked the nation into a single a cataclysmic event that causes them to focus on the same concepts at the same time.
As the world gravitates increasingly towards the use of the English language, many of these new terms will become familiar even to non-English speakers, according to David Barnhart. He is the editor of the Barnhart Dictionary Companion, a quarterly compilation of new words. Many of the terrorist attack-related entries are non-English in origin, as it happens, and will look and sound very much the same in other languages. But Mr. Barnhart says the most frequently used of these new entries, the term 9/11, written numerically with a dash, will not be readily recognized in most of the world.
Most people in the world who write dates such as September 11th write 11 September. For many Europeans, for instance, it's 11/9, not 9/11.
Not all recent additions to the English lexicon are related to September 11th. Other new terms vying for a place in English dictionaries, terms which may even be unfamiliar to some Americans, include sports rage, chickenpox party, and Enronese. But Mr. Barnhart says some of the strangest new terms derive from the world of medicine.
There have been a bunch of medical terms that have come up, things like Dr. Strangeglove syndrome, where a person who is injured may... one hand might start reacting violently to the other, and it's been described as one hand attacking the other.
New words are born, old words die, and rarely used words are launched into the spotlight by calamitous events, medical breakthroughs, or even new trends in music or fashion. Mr. Kleinedler of the American Heritage Dictionary says one of the biggest waves of new terminology in the last half century came only recently.
I think one of the largest influxes of words came from the technological revolution of the late 90s with the Internet. Not only the technology, the bits and bytes and the hardware that went into the Internet, but the whole sociological phenomenon that came out from that, all the chat rooms, all the messages, the instant messaging, all spawned a cyberculture that created dozens, if not scores, of new words.
So familiar are words like website, search engine, and internet that it is hard to believe they may one day disappear. But this is how language works. The only thing that's certain is that next year, lexicographers will be back at their desks, sifting through hundreds of new potential entries and ridding dictionaries of obsolete ones. For Voice of America, this is James Donahower in New York.